Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this gorgeous August day, Sunday the 13th, 2017. And everyone is welcome to come to his altar. Everyone is welcome to his blessings. So I invite you all just to enjoy the benefits of being a community, because we bless and support one another in addition to his blessings, in addition to any messages of inspiration that I may be led to offer to you. We bless one another. And so that's why we like to hear from each other, or at least a few of you, as we warm up our call. If you have a special blessing you would like to ask for, we'd love to know about it. If you have you received a special blessing, we'd love to know about that too. So thank you for being here, and I look forward to this time we spend together. I'm going to take some of our callers, starting with Mary Smith. Hi, Mary. You're on.
Hey, Glenda. Hi, everybody. How are you, Glenda?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I love you tremendously, and I'm so grateful for this blessing every week. And I did want to just make a comment and ask for, I think, a blessing on my individual heart and our collective hearts. I live in Ohio and in the United States, and I had two things happen this week that I just really had to pull back and reflect on. But I think it's a common theme, and I think it's something that we're all experiencing. The first was I went to a church, and I don't know how often this happens, but yet when it came to be the time of communion, for whatever reason, and it could have been very meaningful and sacred, and I think I know the place that the person was coming from, but the priest took a very long time to say who was not invited to come to communion. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart because I think it would make our brother Jesus so sad to hear things like that happening. And it correlates with the other thing that happened, which is living in the United States and watching such a pot of turmoil boiling. And I just want to say that my very heart and soul belong to Jesus of Nazareth and his mother Mary, and I stand in unison with all of the guides and all of the great beings who are protecting us and guiding us at this current time. And I'm very much reminded of when the war broke out in Iraq, there was a thought that if the holy people of all the world's traditions gathered in Iraq, that war would not occur. So I wrote to the Pope, the Dalai Lama, Nelson Mandela, and Sai Baba at that time to share that thought. And the Dalai Lama wrote me back, and he said that war and peace begin and end inside of each one of us. And that what matters is that we're mindful in line at the grocery store and getting cut off in traffic and monitoring the thoughts in our head, that what we're sending out into this world is love and peace or judgment and discord. And I feel like we are in such a time of turmoil that I just pray to be a voice of love and peace and unity and harmony with all religions and all faiths. And I'm deeply troubled by what's happening in the United States. And so I just pray to join hands with with our unity and our light. And I have faith in us, and I have faith that all of this discord will, that something will happen, and that we'll rise up more fully in our light and in our common voice and love for each other and for the sacred life that we're given. So I do have a heavy heart right now, but I have a joyful, hopeful heart, and this blessing always fills me with more light to add to that voice. So,
Mary. Thank you. I'm sure you spoke for a lot of people in saying what you said, and I would totally agree with every part of it. First of all, no one has a right to put boundaries around Jesus Christ and say only some can come to him.
Right.
Even he didn't exclude anyone. So if he didn't, how dare we?
Right.
He is the voice on earth of our Heavenly Father, who holds us all to be his children.
Right.
Now it is we who shut him out. And I would say, if there is any discernment about coming to his altar, it should be within the person himself, not from another, that we would discern. If we are shutting him out, then naturally we would not come to his altar as a hypocrite. He had no respect for hypocrites. But anyone who seeks him, who seeks his blessing, is not only welcome, has already been automatically invited. So I think that there's enough said on that. And yes, war and peace do begin within ourselves. We can't change always. Sometimes we can, to some degree. We can change the external events around us, but we can change how we perceive them. No matter how bad they are, we can choose how we interpret those events, what we say they mean, what we learn from them, how we hold them, how we pray about them, and how quickly we release those things that either don't belong to us or simply are not doing us any good. The fact, there's a simple question we can all ask ourselves when we hold on to anything negative, is just say, am I obtaining any good from this? If you ate poison, would you not try to get it out of your system very quickly? Well, the same is true psychologically and emotionally. If you eat poison, do you want to hold on to it? Is it doing you any good? Are you being a voice to the world by being a martyr, by becoming contaminated with further negativity? Let's determine in ourselves how we choose to process and handle, absorb and relate to the things that are happening around us, because every time we make a choice, we place a vote. And still, we are a democracy. For better or worse, we don't always make the best decisions. I've known some decisions lately I wish we hadn't made, but at least we made the decision. One of the things that I want to caution all of you about, and that is a very negative influence from the press. I'll give you an example. I am a counselor to a very large corporation who is trying to formulate some programs that will help to bring peace and solidity to the economy of Venezuela. And I'm sure if you've listened to the news for 5 minutes, you've heard about the tremendous unrest and civil violence that is going on in the streets of Venezuela right now. But the fact is, when you talk to people who really are over there, it's not one-tenth as bad as the press reports it. You have to remember that the press today is number one, a business selling sound bites of news to get people's attention, and people are drawn to fear, to anger, and to violence right now. Now, they wouldn't make a living doing that if we were not drawn to fear and violence and unrest. So again, it comes back to us, the decisions we make in ourselves. If you're not interested in that stuff, you'll turn the press off. And they won't sell Coca-Cola or whatever else, other product that they're being paid to sell. They're just a business today. We don't have a true fourth estate like the Bill of Rights protected. We have, in the place of that, we have voices of commercialism that take positions. And they do interfere with our peace of mind and our true democracy, the right of individuals to make decisions for themselves. And they do accelerate our perception of violence in the world. I was just reading, well, I didn't read in depth because I don't care about the subject, but someone sent me a subject about it had to do with the violence that existed in the settling of the American West with criminals like Billy the Kid, who would just walk up to someone and shoot them in the head. Terrible, terrible, terrible violent man. If the press could report about him now, we would think everybody in America was like that. You see, we have not necessarily improved as a people because we're told about the violent things that are happening. If you look at per capita, the billions of people on the world today and the violence that's reported, it's actually percentage-wise less than it was a century ago. And nobody tells us that.
That's
because
true.
The particular events are focused on and exaggerated in relation to the billions of people in the background. I really think that as a human race, we are growing. I think as a human race, we are becoming more loving, more caring. We have more care centers than ever before. We have more centers that intervene against family abuse and violence than we ever had before. We have more caring people taking care of one another per capita than we ever had before. And yes, the rich are still getting rich and the poor are still getting poor, but that hasn't changed in 3,000 years. It hasn't changed. But there are advances being made in numbers of countries in the world with a progressing middle class that is giving more opportunities to people to really earn a living to support their families. So I think we all need to do our own research. We all need to just not take the quick route to listen to some company pretending to be the news who's really supported by this or that commercialism. We need to really look and look with your heart, look with your eyes, listen with your ears. Look at people in the grocery store. You know, today I went out this morning and just wanted to get some fresh air and go to the beach, and I didn't have breakfast before I left, and the closest place to get something was at McDonald's, and I really don't usually eat at McDonald's, but that's very uncommon for me. But I'll give them kudos also. McDonald's menus have improved. Their foods have improved. They have listened to our request. So even they're getting better. But what I'm going to say is there were two people in line who were very impatient with the service. And I noticed that I noticed that the woman who was trying to take the orders was in terrible pain. She was really doing her best to walk back and forth. And I just stepped to the, up to the counter, and I just said to her, I'm so sorry you're in pain.
Oh.
I'm so sorry you're in pain. Is there anything I can do? And it's almost like her pain went away, and she said, oh, thank you. She said, just remind me, I only have 10 minutes left. And the other people who had been impatient, they mellowed. They mellowed. They saw that it's okay to care about people.
Right.
We're not meant to go through this world being each other's boss, pushing each other around, saying, get on with it, guys. Let's get the job done. Let's move a little faster. That's not the way we're supposed to be with each other. Right. When we care enough, people do better. And that's what we need to learn, is that everybody does better when we care. And that's what I want to communicate more than anything else on Sunday, when we offer the blessings of Christ. That's what he wanted when he came here to this earth. He just wanted us to know, I care. Your father cares. My mother cares. The angels care. The earth cares. We all care about you so much. And it makes it easier for us to deal with our pain. And that's it's so simple. Everybody, it's so simple. You know, you don't have to say I love you to a stranger. They'd probably wonder about what you know, it's sad to say, but they probably would wonder what you meant. It's such a bad thing to say about us, but, you know, you can ask somebody, just like I did this lady, or say, I'm so sorry you're in pain. You know,
yeah,
it's so
thank
easy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was holy water. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and you are holy water to my ears, Mary. I'm going to take, we have a call from Eva. Hi, Eva. You're on.
Hi, this is Eva. Thank you so much for that message, Glenda. I was reminded as you were speaking of somebody that I know years ago who was a news person, and she wanted to have a program which only reported good news, and she was not allowed to. And so this is what these people who even would want to do it are up against, because they can't because of the advertising and so forth. So I appreciate, you know, what you were saying there, because I know there's a whole lot of good news which does overbalance,
news.
I'm sure, what is going on in the world that is negative, and that's what gives me courage and hope and inspiration.
Well, they are just merchants of chaos.
Yes, yes, and they this is their livelihood.
Yes,
and,
I'm serious. But they're merchants of chaos and fear,
yeah.
And it is their livelihood. And let's just say, let's give them credit. Let's say they're accurate. Which they're probably not. Let's just say they haven't misrepresented the events. What they don't tell you is the relative statistics.
Yeah.
Compared to the population of the world today.
Exactly.
Compared to all of the service industries that are alive and well and growing to help us have a better world.
Mm-hmm. But what I really called about, and I feel almost selfish in this, but my daughter, who I was talking to yesterday, discovered they're wanting to sell their house, which they have rented to a family that wants to buy it. And they had a contract, and they were willing to pay the price which they were asking, but then they were required to get an appraisal. And unfortunately for them, the appraisal came out quite a bit lower than they were expecting. And so now she's kind of in a quandary, like, what do we do now? You know, we'll take a loss if we sell it at that price. And So I just wanted a blessing for her, that's Leilani and her husband, Kevin, who want to do the right thing and yet, you know, would like to not take too much of a loss. And so I figured, well, I can ask a blessing because he does say, cast all your cares on me, and this was somewhat of a care for her. So
absolutely.
I'm just asking for the blessing.
Absolutely, and I can even turn that into a greater blessing for you. And that is that a lot, and it feeds back on what came up from our first call with Mary. And that is, and what we were saying about the press. A lot of life comes down to confidence. The confidence we have in ourselves, the confidence we have in the products we offer, the services we offer, the confidence we have in our own heart, in our own goodwill. And sometimes, just like with this home, the tangible, physical appraisal of it may not reflect everything about the market value of the property or even the subjective qualities of a home that has been created to have, let's just say, a special charm, mm-hmm. a special character. There are many, many properties that sell above appraisal.
Yeah, and she's aware of that. They both work in offices where they were familiar with appraisals, and they understand that they're not always...
It's not always that they're not accurate. It's that they evaluate things that are not everything about a property. There's a lot of intangible qualities about a property that still have value. They have value, and they're not subject to an appraisal. And to turn that back on ourselves, the same is true for us in our life, having confidence in yourself, knowing that what you have to offer to the world can make an enormous difference in how other people perceive you and in how they value what you do and your services. So have confidence in yourself, have confidence in what you do, and in what you say. And of course, the best way to have confidence is simply to do your best. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eva. And, we've got your daughter on our list.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. And, we have a wireless caller from area code 321. Hi, is that Scott?
Yeah, it is. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And thank you so much to Mary and the other callers. I feel inspired to get past the little things. And speaking of that, I did get a great text message from Cynthia, one of the friends I met in January at the conference. And the first thing I had to do was say, Cynthia, remind me where we met, which made me feel like I'm losing some of the memory because I've been away so long. So I was going to ask if the community wouldn't mind thinking about getting onto the Spiritus group site, and that way we can text and communicate a little bit more because I hate losing track of the friends I've made.
Oh, yeah. Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do some emails to everybody this week, so I'll include that in my email, Scott. Thank you for reminding me.
Cool. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And I see Stormy is on. Thanks, Stormy, for your music and your prayer, your musical prayers in the background.
Yes, I am really focusing on the song Stormy's music. Do you hear
okay.
yourself? Do you hear yourself in my music? I hear you in my song.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is in Venezuela, Glenda. On
yes.
two cassette tapes, a man has taken it, and that's why I want my music on a magnetic tape. It's important. Because whether my music is being played or not, it is doing what I have designed it to do, to bless.
Yes, and it does, Stormy. It does. And it's a blessing to know you. And a blessing to have a... of your music, which I love dearly. So we will.
I'll give you some more later.
Okay, we'll put your music on our blessing list to carry it out through the waves of the world. Okay?
Yes, I accept that.
Okay, good, good. And we have a caller from area code 804. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
This is Brad Nelson from Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Brad. It's so nice to hear from you again.
Hello. Oh, thank you. It's always lovely to hear your voice. I listen every week. I've been listening to your responses to all the calls, so even though my blessing request is different, part of your response may have already really been touched upon. But I am from Richmond, Virginia. That was the capital of the Confederacy, and we're about an hour's drive away from Charlottesville, Virginia. I don't know if this is part of the turmoil that Mary was talking about or not. She may have been talking about another turmoil, but there were white supremacists in Charlottesville. I think they're taking down a statue of Robert E. Lee. I think the city had decided to do that, and these white supremacist group were protesting that. And then there were protesters protesting them, and someone drove into the anti-protesters and somebody died. And I actually don't have TV. I haven't had TV for several years. I just watch DVD. So I catch a little bit of the news when I go to the library. I sign on to the computer. So I don't want to add to the emotional turmoil by thinking it's worse than it is. You know, this may be 0.01% of the population or less. But I know that these hate groups and then the anti-hate groups and the us versus them, and it kind of snowballs. And even people who don't get involved in that, they're afraid of it. You know, in church today, we didn't even do our adult Sunday school lesson. All we did was talk about what happened in Charlottesville and, you know, our own attitudes. And in Richmond, Virginia, we have Monument Avenue, which is full of statues dedicated to the Confederate generals, you know, so people are afraid it's going to happen, you know, but it could happen anywhere. And really, my blessing request is not to focus on the what ifs, but to focus on racial harmony.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are all God's children, and that's all that matters.
Thank you. And I'm going to make a little tiny plug. It might seem a little bit silly because it's a small denomination, and it was founded by a gay man, Metropolitan Community Church, MCC. The church welcomes everybody, but the point that I'm making now is one of their doctrines, and they have very few doctrines other than just being generally Christian, every week before communion is offered, the pastor does announce that everyone is welcome to come to communion, whether they have been baptized at another church or never been baptized or aren't religious. If they want to come up and get communion, they're welcome. So MCCs are glad to have everybody.
That's great. That's great. And sounds like a lovely church.
It is. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to move on because we've got several people wanting to get in and ask for a blessing. So we have someone, is it Andrew? Andrea, I'm not sure. I don't get the whole name here. Area code 847.
Yes, it's Eugene. I'm calling on behalf of my dad, Andrew.
Okay.
I don't have a question, but I'm asking for a blessing for my mother, who's been living with Alzheimer's for 2 years now. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Glenda. And just there's so many days that she wakes up and she says, I don't want to live. Why am I suffering? I don't want to live this way. And so I'm asking a blessing for her to help her endure what she's
going. I'm so sorry to hear that. What is her name, honey?
Her name is Inga, I-N-G-E.
Inga.
Yeah.
Okay. We certainly will. And we ask for peace, for her to find peace in the presence of the Lord inside her.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have from area code 405.
Hello. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I was at the conference in January, and
oh, yes, yes. I know you.
Well, I just am stressed with a wreck I was in over 4 years ago that knocked me unconscious, and it wasn't my fault. The woman was ill and ran a light, and I've been dealing with it ever since. And then about 3 weeks ago, my grandson and I were waiting for a left turner, and a third car hit the car waiting behind me harmed our bodies, and not my automobile much, but it's just all so much. I'm just so overwhelmed by it. It's affected my life for so long it's actually been 4 years and 8 months, and I just like some healing closure to all of it. I feel selfish asking for it, but I really just need to be able to get on with my life.
Oh, my goodness, you should not feel selfish for asking for a blessing. You need healing and peace, and you need to be cared for. So, definitely we will ask for that healing. So when was the second accident, Patricia?
It was the 17th of July.
Oh, so that was recently.
Yes, yes, it was.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And we weren't hurt so much in that, but it's just added to what was already going on with my
family. Exactly. It reactivated what happened before.
Right. And finding somebody to treat you that can recognize what the symptoms and know what to do for you has been so difficult. I actually didn't find anybody until January before.
Uh-huh. Well, we will ask that you find the right person to really care for you and help you through this.
Thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing, Glenda. I'm so glad I was able to attend.
Oh, I am so glad to know you, and I'm just glad you asked for some help today. And we'll pass it on upstairs to those who know how to find it for you.
I know it'll help. Thank you.
Oh, yes, it will. Okay, honey. I'm going to take. We've got several more people, so we want to take everybody before we get into the blessing from area code 919, and you're on. We'll just ask for a blessing, okay?
Okay, Glenda.
Yes.
This is Lorraine. Am I?
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to announce that we have two new blessing givers. They're right here with me, Gene Fisher and Joseph Teal Astorita, and they're really excited to be joining the community.
Oh, congratulations to both of you. Congratulations. Lorraine, be sure and send me their names so that I can put them on our list, their email addresses, and both of you go to show them how to go to our group site and apply for membership in it so that other people can get to know you.
Awesome. We're here in North Carolina, so thanks so much.
Wonderful. And you'll add more blessings to it. And I'm so, so happy. Thank you, and thank you for your good work, Lorraine.
Thank you, Glenda.
That's a lovely surprise and gift to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to, Tony, I'm going to open your line. Did you have a blessing to ask for?
Yes. Hi, Glenda. My dear friend David had neck surgery about a year ago, and he's had problems with it ever since. Now it's starting to become much more serious. So it's one of these really challenging and persistent problems, and
uh-huh.
he's, he's an old, dear old friend, but he's old by himself. And so I just want to send a blessing and energy for healing and love to him, because he's been very, very helpful to me in my life.
Oh, okay. That's so sweet. And, yes, we will.
Thank you.
Okay, great. And we have a wireless caller from area code 413.
Hi, Glenda. It's June. I'm calling from Massachusetts. And two reasons. I asked you for a blessing for an apartment for me months ago, and to my surprise, one turned up that's just beautiful. And it's $100 less than I was paying, and it just couldn't be better. And it's very unlikely where it turned up. It's just completely surprising and wonderful and rare.
Oh, that's congratulations, and that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a beautiful thing that happened, and I just also I wanted to say that I received a blessing, and I wanted also to ask for a blessing for my sister, who's going to have a hip replacement, and there's some turmoil in her family, you know, also some young people I know who have problem with the opioid crisis. So I know that's really affecting so many. We're all affected by it, really. We either know somebody or, and I think it's a, part of it's not about the opioids. It's about what you were describing earlier, why we don't have enough love or feel enough love. You know, people are trying to fill that up some other way. You know, like what we were all talking about, you know, through the whole. So I would just like a blessing for Joanne and her family and for me. And but just to thank you and Jesus for the wonderful apartment.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Okay. And we have, I think this is Desmond. Desmond, are you on? Is this you that I've opened the line for? Hi. Do you have a...
I'm from Spring Lake, and I love you, Glenda. And I, my life has been so pure of thought, and I'm experiencing so much bliss through visualizations. And if I have a blessing request, it's for everyone that I'm trying to bless.
Okay. Very good. We will bless Desmond for his blessings.
Thank you, Glenda.
And you are you're such a special person, Desmond. I really admire your devotion and your dedication.
I really appreciate you too, Glenda. I love you lots.
Oh, thank you. And I love you too. We have one more caller, and then we've got to do our blessing. Or no, I should say we get to do our blessing. Okay, one more caller, area code 773. You're on.
Hello, my name is Eugene, and I'm asking for a blessing for myself because my heart for several months has been very dark. I tell you, it's really a struggle for me to cope with this. There's many times I just want to give up and take my own life because I don't know how I can live like this. So I'm asking for a blessing to help lighten my heart, to help soften it or whatever. It's, you know, it's very troubling, very troubling.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Eugene. I really am. And my heart goes out to you, and I'm sure that everyone on the call feels the same as I do, and sends you light, and hopes that you find that window of light that beckons you forward. Sometimes we're in today's world with all the different, with all the many changes and the different points of view, it's hard to find a clear blue sky. But if we look and if we hold to the confidence of our being, we can always find a window of light. And that makes all the difference in our world. Having that window of light that brings rays of light into a darkened room It allows us to move around. It allows us to focus the light on something we can hope for or be thankful for or build our next day around. And so we pray for you, Eugene, that you will find a window of light and the blessings that come pouring through it. And now it is time that we all surrender into this state of peace and this state of grace so that we can receive the blessings of Yeshua, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the blessings and the grace of God our Creator. You don't have to do anything. There is nothing for you to do. It's all been done. Our biggest problem is having confidence in ourselves that we're actually able to receive the good things of life and knowing that we have within ourselves that little GPS system that will take us to where the blessings are, that will take us to where rays of light are coming through the window, that will take us into harmony with those who can care about us and encourage us on and lead us on to a brighter prospect for our life. There's always a way because our Heavenly Father created this universe out of nothing but goodness and love. And when we don't see it, it's only been blocked by either negative experience or our perception of experience in a negative way. And so all we need to do is get beyond those perceptions and relax so that we may be filled with a new energy, a new love, a new hope, grace, and transformational possibilities. And since we're not already in the blessing, I created an essential oil blend just this last week because I was guided by Yeshua to the fact that sometimes we need a little help opening up to blessings. And sometimes our body and our autonomic nervous system knows how to do that better than we do in our mental, rational system. Because we look around at the world and we say, oh, this has gone to the dogs, it's all bad. I might as well give up. That's what we say in our rational mind. But our body and our autonomic nervous system and our basic instinctive connection to nature says there's always hope. I just need to find where the pathway of light is. And so I created this blend. It's called Blessing. And you can find it in our store. I should have sent it on our blessing notification, but it just didn't occur to me to do that, but you can find it. And then maybe by next week, some of you will actually have it and we can use it. I really encourage our blessing givers to have it. But now let's just continue our surrender. What I want you to do is your arms and legs uncrossed. Your head bowed gently so that your attention may fall upon your heart. Just relax your mind. There's nothing that your mind can think about that's worth anything in this blessing. God is greater than anything your mind can think about or conceive or perceive or conclude. Not even the praise it could offer would be limited compared to the grace of God. So just relax your mind. Open your heart. Open your soul. And receive. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And then for about 3 minutes, the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of blessing. while you say your prayer for whatever your life, your heart, your soul desires, for yourself, for others, for the world, for our neighborhoods, for our community, for our friends, our family, whatever blessings you seek. Dear Yeshua, we know that our truest prayer comes from the life we live. And even truer than that, from what our heart holds as our perception of love about life. But until we can perfect those prayers, we do pray in words and in feelings, and we ask for guidance to the sacred altar of God, knowing that we have all been called to kneel before it and receive the grace of our Heavenly Father. We ask that our sins be forgiven and that we stop judging one another so that we may truly care for each other. Sometimes it's hard for us to approve of all the things going on in the world, and not necessarily should we approve of every action, but we can look beyond those actions and find a way to care. And that's what we seek help in doing. We ask that you would open our hearts, that you would heal our bodies, and unite our lives with one another so that we may find our truest community of friends, of spiritual family, and those that mean the most to us. We ask that you would come to everyone, that no one is alone, and no one is left behind, that we are all together in your heart, now and forevermore. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been offered. Now, to be fully received, I want you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Just don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be in a quiet space with God. And know that you are loved. I look forward to being with you again next week. And wish you a lovely week between now and then. And all your blessings fulfilled. Bye-bye for now.